not guilty on all charges. Baltimore police officer Edward Nero was acquitted by Circuit Judge Barry Williams for the part he played in last year's death of Freddie Gray. WYPR's Kenneth Burns was in the courtroom as the verdict was read.
In about 20 minutes, Judge Williams laid out his reasoning in clear, definitive words. The short answer is that the state did not meet its burden of proof beyond a reasonable doubt. Williams rejected each of the prosecution's arguments that Nero acted illegally from the time he joined in the initial call for a foot chase from Lieutenant Brian Rice to the second stop of a police van when Gray was removed from the van to be shackled. The state argued Nero was referring to Officer Garrett Miller and himself when he told investigators that we arrested Gray. But Williams said Baltimore officers often speak as a collective out of habit. The state said Nero should have asked Rice why he was chasing Gray, and that he should have asked Gray what was going on. But Williams said Nero had no duty to do so. He also said that the testimony of two state witnesses, Miller and Brandon Ross, who was with Gray the day of the arrest, proved that Nero did not arrest Gray. Ross said during his testimony that it was another bike officer, and Miller said he was the one who made the arrest. Williams also found that Nero did not act recklessly, and there was no evidence presented that Nero was required to put Gray in a seatbelt. Overall, Williams said Nero acted as any reasonable thinking officer would, not with the malicious intent of harming anyone on April 12, 2015, the day of Gray's arrest. The crowd in the courtroom remained quiet as the verdict was read, under the orders of a sheriff's deputy who had warned against so much as a gasp. When Williams finished, he quickly adjourned the court. Many legal observers said they weren't surprised. Warren Alperstein, a former city prosecutor, sat through the entire trial.
I never frankly believed that the evidence was there to convict him of any of the charges.
Alperstein said the judge made it abundantly clear that any officer in Nero's position would not be expected to be responsible for placing Gray in a seatbelt.
Judge Williams alluded to the fact that it would have been a superior, Lieutenant Rice, who perhaps would have had a higher responsibility to address the seatbelt in the back of the wagon.
Defense attorney J. Wendell Gordon said Judge Williams's reasoning was sound and cannot be challenged. He said it was troubling that the testimony of two state witnesses was more beneficial to the defense.
It was problematic and it had a lasting effect. I mean, that's something that the judge emphasized in his opinion, that the testimony of Mr. Ross was corroborated by those who were offering testimony by police.
Nonetheless, he said the prosecution presented the best case it could.
There was weaknesses in the evidence from the very beginning that made it extremely difficult for them to be successful. And this is just a result of what was probably manifest from the very beginning.
University of Maryland law professor Doug Colbert commended prosecutors bringing the case forward.
To allow the public the transparency to understand police practices in Freddie Gray's neighborhood stands a much better chance of the necessary reforming of those practices that will provide greater protection for prisoners in police custody.
Gray died a week after his arrest from injuries suffered in the back of the police van that was taking him to the Western District Police Station. Nero was charged more than a year ago with second-degree assault, reckless endangerment, and two counts of misconduct in office for his role in the case. Alperstein said the charges caused a chilling effect for other police officers.
Because so many officers are worried that despite their acting in good faith to detain a suspect believed to be involved in criminal activity, the fear is that if the officer is wrong, they can still be prosecuted.
Nero's attorney, Mark Zeon, said in a statement, "Nero's nightmare is over." Zeon said that state's attorney Marilyn Mosby rushed to charge him, as well as the other five officers, completely disregarding the facts of the case and the law. And he said he hopes Mosby will reevaluate and dismiss the remaining cases. Gene Ryan, president of the Baltimore City FOP, agreed. In a statement, he said Mosby seized a political opportunity and destroyed six lives while demolishing the relationship between city police and the state's attorney's office. While the criminal trial might be over, the internal investigation is ongoing. Baltimore police said Nero will remain on administrative duties until the department's investigation is complete, and that will not be done until the remaining trials are over. Tessa Hill Aston, president of the Baltimore City NAACP, was disappointed and said she was concerned about the lack of training Nero received. During the trial, Nero's lawyers argued that his training was cut short and that it's not clear if he knew about a change in department policy that required suspects to be seatbelted in police vehicles.
No officer should be in the street, especially in an African-American neighborhood, chasing young black boys and men and not have ample training to do the things that they're doing. And, you know, it's just almost like vigilante kind of action.
The Reverend Wesley West, one of the protesters outside of the courthouse, was frustrated by the verdict. He questioned whether or not any officers will be held accountable.
How come it's only accountability when somebody else commits a crime, but it's no accountability when somebody within the system commits a crime?
But Billy Murphy, attorney for Freddie Gray's family, said Judge Williams acted fairly and should be commended for not bending to the tremendous pressure from the black community in particular.
I want to also commend him for doing a thorough and workmanlike job in analyzing each part of the relevant evidence and analyzing for the public's benefit why that evidence did not measure up to proof beyond a reasonable doubt.
Williams, an African American, was appointed to the bench in 2005 and retained his seat in the 2006 election. Murphy pointed out that it was the black community who put him on the bench.
He has done a spectacular job in almost every case he's ever handled, and he continues to show a level of competence that's well above the average judge.
The state's attorney's office has not issued a statement reacting to the judge's verdict. There is still a gag order in effect for the remaining five cases. In 2 weeks, another officer will be brought to trial, Officer Caesar Goodson. He drove the van that transported Gray. He is also the only officer who did not give a statement to investigators. I'm Kenneth Burns from Courthouse East for 88.1 WYPR.